Digital Mister. Hear what I say, sir. Yeah. Yeah. No. Yeah. Get your hands in the air, sir. Woo. Yeah. Then you will get no hurt, mister. No. I said it, yeah.
I said yeah.
So many entertainers and singers come out of Clarendon. Another big one was Toots. He started out as Toots and the Maytals. Now he's by himself. He's also a Clarendonian. Freddie McGregor. Another Clarendonian. And all these men have made great impact on the music scene. And we are celebrating them for the work that they have done. And it is of note that Barrington Levy, he has invested so much in this community of Carty Hill. When you walk in the community of Carty Hill, you see business place, Black Rose's business place. You see studio, you see houses, many houses that he owns in these communities. So these men have plowed back into their, and given back a lot into their community. And his radio station, Rose's FM, is played all over Clarendon. So tonight we're just celebrating these great reggae icons. One of them is the son of the soil, Mr. Barrington Levy. So wherever you are, this is the Clarendon Connection. And you're speaking about son of the soil. We are in his hometown. So Barrington Levy lives in Carty Hill. And the people are very grateful for what he has, the amount of investment that he has put into this small community of Carty Hill. As I said before, if you go up the street, you see a big studio, Roses FM. You come down the street, you see a big business place, Black Roses. You go down, make a left turn, you go down, that's where his mother is living. There are many houses down there that is owned by the man. And he chose to remain a son of the soil. He started recording as far back as 1977. When he recorded My Black Girl. Then he teamed up with the man John Jalaz and did a number of it. Shine Eye Girl, Look in My Love, Cali Weed, Yawide, and then the famous one, Under Me Sensi. He has sung those songs long before marijuana was legalized. Those songs could not be played on the radio then, because those songs were deemed unfit for earplay. They said that he teamed up with John Jalaz, and then he teamed up with Scientist and Prince Jammy. It says that Jammy was a veteran of this trio, but Laws, barely in his 20s, was swift to establish his reputation as one of the island top producers. Scientist, meanwhile, was still only in his late teens, but already a noted engineer and a famed remixer. And Laws would utilize his talent at every opportunity. The Roots Radix rhythm would form the basis of Laws' production sound, which was heavily roots-based and had a toughness that swept across the dancer like a machine gun. Roots music itself, though, was losing its grip on contemporary Jamaican music scene. The time was right, musically, politically, and culturally, for a change. People had tired of the more militant Rastafari visions and were searching for something lighter. But with the immediacy of the dancehall, Levy provided the perfect answer. Veteran of the clubs, he brought the spontaneity of the DJ to his records while returning vocals back to the sound system scene, which had been purely the realm of the DJ. So Barrington Levy came back on the scene when DJ was heavily utilized. And I could remember going to Arbor View and listening to that man sing. You could listen to Barrington Levy sing for the entire night. And I believe one of the best vocals that come out of the dancer is Barrington Levy. And if you should choose, if I should choose the five of the top best vocalists in Jamaica, Barrington Levy would in the top five. Bonnie Ruggs would also be in the top five. Sanchez would be in the top five. And you couldn't leave out Gregory and probably Ken Boone. But without a shadow of a doubt, Barrington Levy can sing. And to be singing from way back in the 70s until now, it is really a remarkable seed. This year says, utilizing old roots rhythm, revitalized by the radics and giving the songs a hard but danceable edge. Lars and Levy together help establish a whole new dancehall sound. 1980 Robin Hood was merely affirm what everyone in Jamaica already knew, that Levy was now the biggest star on the island with a talent that was unbeatable. And I remember way back in the 80s, I went to Arborview and the system broke down. The musician, the band broke, something happened to the band and the people shouted, sing! And Barrington, when you hear Barrington Levy sing without the backing band, it was amazing. You know, I can't forget that. That is embedded in my memory when I went to that show there in Arborview. And when you listen to his recording, you know, he's really and the thing about Barrington Levy, he makes good recording. And when he sings on stage, there's hardly a difference. There are some artists who are very good at recording, but when it comes on to doing live performance, there is a big difference. Not so with Barrington Levy. It is said here that even before stardom arrived, the singer had noticed with delight fans tapping his sets at dancehall, taping his sets at dancehall, and these tapes were coming back to haunt him. So he suffered there from bootleg and pirating. Levy even tried his hand at production. In 1983, finally saw the release of two new Levy albums, The Excellent Lifestyle, superbly produced by Alvin Ranglin, and Money Move. The latter was excellent, overseen by George Pang, and boasted a stupendous group of rhythm that Sly and Robbie had specially made for the producer. In the UK, the Burning Sound label also released Untermann, a greatest hit collection. But the hit were still coming on strong. In 1984, none was bigger than jazz group producer Under the Sense. The pair also put the album of the year, album that year, with Here I Come, whose title track climbed to the top of to top 50 in the UK. The album itself took Britain by storm, that Levy walk away with the Best Vocalist Award at British Reggae Awards. Same year, the singer also joined forces with another young singer who was tearing up the dancehall, Frankie Paul, for the intriguing sound clash set, Barrington Levy meet Frankie Paul. 1985 brought Prison Oval Rock, the Volcano Jamaica label release, and not to be confused with the Ras label US compilation of the same title, which found the singer joining forces with Lars again for another roots-fired set equal to his predecessors. It has been 6 years since Levy burst on the scene with the force of a nuclear weapon. Now in his early 20s, the singer output significantly began to slow. He did return to Reggae Sunsplash in 1987 and would remain a top attraction at the festival until 1995. He also released Love the Life You Live in 1988, a rather patchy effort compared to previous release. It was his last album until 1991. But Levy wasn't a spent force yet. Before the 80s was over, he scored two more hits with My Time and Two Experience under the ages producer Jazz Crew, both cover songs written by Bob Andy, ex-Paragon and also of Bob and Marcia fame. So this song, Two Experience, it was a cover version of Bob and his music. As the new decade dawned, Levy linked a deal with Island Mango's subsidiary and released the Divine album, a strong return to form. He joined forces with a Rebel MC and tenor fly for the smash single Tribal Bass. He soared into the British top 20. Now signing with MCA in the US, Levy attempted to cross over the North American market. With 1993's Barrington Levy produced Legia, the album features we recorded Under Me Sensi and boasted such strong songs as Murderer and Jeep. However, the relationship with MCA was not a happy one. Levy quickly departed. Meanwhile, back in Britain, the singer was chalking up hit with work. In 1994, Levy was joined by Beanie Man on the single Two Songs. And from the set, Living Dangerous with Bounty Killer, to rocketed to the Jamaican charts and set pace at clubs around the world. Bad Talk followed. Didn't follow up. Didn't do quite so well, but still a fine offering. So this is the Clarendon Connection. We're talking about the man of the soil, from the soil who hails from these parts in the hills of Clarendon. Carty Hill. He lives here. He has his studio here, his radio station here. He has many homes here. He has a lot of investment in this community of Carty Hill. Lots of business. And we are highlighting some of the works of this great man, Barrington Levy. He's a singer extraordinaire. This man has a voice like no other. And I can tell you, he can sing. I remember when I used to listen to Barry G. Barrington Levy and Bunny Ruggs used to be the top singers in those days. Bunny Ruggs can sing. So is this man who sings the cover version of Baba Andy's To Experience. Wherever you are, this is the Clarendon Connection with your host, Pastor Cameron, coming to you live from Carty Hill. And this is the home of the man, Barrington Levy. Man who was born April 30, 1964. He did songs like Here I Come, Prison Oval Rock, many others. This man has so many hits, and he's still singing today. Still, take a break and we come back with the Clarendon Connection. We have lots of information to pass out. But this is the Cameron Radio Show. This is the Knowledge Station with the man HB in the studio. Take a break and we come right back.
Something to hide. not my foolish bride. She ate the side of me because I turned her off or down. I'll be her clown. But this is what I said, I'm too experienced to be taking for a stroll. Too experienced for someone to rock and roll. I'm too experienced to be taking for a ride. And I know it's not my foolish pride.
Yes, this is a Clarendon connection. Studio, are you here in the studio? Studio?
Yes, I'm hearing you.
Right, we are back on the Clarendon connection studio. I am actually in Carty Hill. I like the first song that you played with Barrington Levy. It talks about my Bible. And would you believe me, studio, I went to pray with Barrington Levy's mother a couple of weeks ago. And she was telling me that the Lord said Barrington Levy need to sing gospel. So when you play this music tonight, my Bible, I did not know that Barrington Levy sing song like this, because as I said, we know of the two experiences, you know, under my sense, we know the murderer, we know the prison over the rock, we know the Black Roses, all of those we know. Matter of fact, when I used to go to the dance hall, that's all Barrington Levy sing. So to hear him singing this about my Bible, only it alone can carry me through. So he's sending a message. And could I tell you something else about Barrington Levy? I have not seen him, but I'm telling you what I heard. I heard that he suffered a mild stroke a couple of weeks ago, because I spoke to somebody who saw him walking.
Wow.
He suffered a mild stroke. But as I said, you know, he's well known around Carty Hill. The works that he has done, he has built a state-of-the-art studio in Carty Hill, and that's where I am now. And I'm very close, as I said, I'm very close to his mother. I met his brother. He has a brother named Solomon. And I met one of his sisters and her daughter and stuff like that. Because his mother come to the church here, which I pastor. So I am very closely connected to the family. But the song that you played tonight, my Bible, is the first I'm hearing it. And I know Barrington Levy's catalog, because I used to run a sound system, so I know the songs that he did. And as the first I'm hearing this one, my Bible, and the radio station don't play this. Radio station don't play this.
Oh, you've never heard that one, huh?
I've never heard that one. And this my Bible, it is on the Night Nurse reading, because you know this is a
exactly
reading that Gregory did Night Nurse
exactly
from.
So true.
So to hear
that is true.
To hear him singing these songs, I am wondering, you know, what else does he have, you know, that are singing these positive songs about the Bible? Because it is true. These songs are reality. But as I said before, these songs are not played on the radio station.
Yeah, there's a lot of songs that he has that are not played. Yeah, but he has a vast catalog. He has a huge catalog.
He has a vast catalog, Barrington Levy, and as I said, I from way back when I used to go to the dance hall, man, he was a headliner. I mean, like Sunsplash could not be over until Barrington Levy sings. You know, man.
Exactly.
I mean, when in those days, he used to come on when it was in the early days of Sunsplash. Like the Thursday night used to be dance all night, and the Friday night used to be singers night. So you'd have people like Barrington Levy Frankie Paul, Gregory Isaac, Dennis Brown, and those things. But whenever Brent, I can tell you about Brent Anibu because I vividly remembered him. Because I used to like watching him sing so much because he can sing. And Brent Anibu would come on the stage. And he liked to dress in white. And he what I would call construction boots. He used to wear those big boots because he's not a guy who move around a lot on stage. He just walk up on the stage, and probably his first song would always be Murderer. You know, when you hear the heavy bass line started out, to do 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 dum, to do 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 dum, to do 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 dum, and he would say, tell them already, me, I go tell them again, them a murderer. Then we suck out your blood, and it will just pull up the stage show. That's Brent Anibu, I know. And as I said before,
exactly.
I remember way back in the 80s, I went to Arborview. And I don't know if it's Roots Radix band was backing him, or probably it would be Derek Barnett, Sagittarius, one of those big bands.
Sagittarius, yeah.
And something went wrong, and the people begin to shout, sing, a man. It was awesome. When you hear the man, he had the crowd in the palm of his hand, and he was just saying, it's just the vibes, and he began to reel off hits after hits without the band playing anything. And the people were enjoying. So from way back in the 80s, I have been a fan of Brent Anibu, and to see now I am in this community, pastor in a church, preaching the gospel, and I met his mother, as I said before, and you know, his mother is a woman of God. I think she's in her 70s. She's a woman of God, and she really loves the Lord. She loves the church. She loves to worship God, the entire family. And when I hear this song, my Bible, only it alone can carry me through. I tell you, it is such a fact because Jesus said you are clean through the words that I have spoken unto you. My words, they are spirit and they are life. So this man knows what he is singing. And as I said before, when I went to visit his mother, she was telling me that the Lord sent the word that Brent Anibu must now start sing song that exalt the Most High God, which is Jesus. And this song, My Bible, it was released in 2002. So this song is 18 years old. But it's the first I'm hearing it. And you know, I am in tune to radio, you know, sound system, all of those things. But you don't hear them play this. There's also another song that the sound system hardly play, which is, I think, is an excellent recording. The name of the song is Come Down Jesus, and it is sung by it's a combination with Frankie Paul and Sanchez. Come Down Jesus, Come Down I Pray. Those songs need to be played. So we are in the community that the man Brent Anibu was born. His mother is still alive. Mother Levy, a woman of God. She loved the Lord. And I met some of his sisters, and he has a brother by the name of Solomon. He has more brothers, but I met Solomon and talked with him and witnessed to him about the Lord. So it's a family. It's a family that is Christian oriented. So the mother, you know, has brought them up with that principle. And as I said, to hear this song, My Bible. But there's also some other information that I want to share with you, share with my audience, HB. I was in Falmouth last week. I went to that pier in Falmouth, and I got some history of the town in Falmouth. Because it is said that Falmouth, the first municipality to have pipe water in the Americas. Did you hear this? Falmouth is the first municipality to have pipe waters in the Americas, and this was as far back as 1798. The town of Falmouth had pipe water. And they say in 1952, electronic pump was used to replace the first pipe water that was in Falmouth. So it run from 1798 all the way up until 1952. Here's some of the information about Falmouth. He said that the Albert George Market was built in 1894. It was once the largest market in Jamaica. So that's the Albert George Market. And that market is in Falmouth.
You mean that small market there, that small market in Falmouth is the largest?
The small market there that you see now in Falmouth.
Yeah.
It's the largest market in Jamaica. So it was bigger than so Coronation and Curry Just Cup.
Yeah. I mean, actually, I was in Jamaica and I stopped by the market. It's well kept. They do have a nice fence around it, and you got good parking and everything. No.
So Albert George, he was the grandson of Queen Victoria. So it was out of that you have the famous King George. So they named the market after him in 1894. And out of that you have Queen Victoria was his grandmother. And you know that it was Queen Elizabeth who came out of Queen Victoria. And Queen Elizabeth still sits on the throne. I tell you. So it is an interesting history, especially the town of Falmouth, and it also has the largest shipping pier in Jamaica, for the town of Falmouth, because and Friday and last week Tuesday, I mean, two huge ships came in, each had about 4,000 odd passengers on it, and they docked comfortable in Falmouth. Real comfortably in Falmouth. So it's one of the largest shipping pier we have in Jamaica. It is found in the town of Falmouth. So truly we have a lot to give God thanks for. Our country has a rich history, and that is why Marcus Garvey was saying, if we don't know our history, we will repeat it. We have to know what our history entails. And it's important that we know the history of our parish. Even going back to Clarendon, one of the first backside company was started in Clarendon. The largest air base, the Vernon Field air base. It is in Clarendon. It is really presently lay wasted now, but the largest air base of the entire Caribbean is in Clarendon at Vernon Field. The largest agricultural show in the Caribbean, it is in Clarendon. And that's the Denby Agricultural Show. It takes place every year in August. So we are very grateful for our history, and we just continue to trust in God for his goodness. And oh, by the way, this year Bob Marley celebrated 75. This year is his 75th birthday. You know, they had lots of celebration on for Bob Marley. February 6th was his birthday. February was Black History Month. You know, there's so much taking place in our history. And you know, we have to highlight this to let people know. Cause our roots run deep, man. Our roots run deep. If it's music, if it's culture, if it's food, if it's education, if it's medicine, whatever it is, we have a foothold in it. And we are also very proud of our history. You know, the man Bob Marley celebrated his 75th, and you know, I intend to write a book on it because I believe with all my heart that, you know, the Bible, Bob Marley drew a lot of his songs from the scriptures, You know, he was really inspired by the Bible, because the Bible is an inspired book. And it is evident that it helps Bob Marley on his musical journey. You know, even you.
Yeah, that's a good thing. That's very good.
Yeah, because at the end of Redemption Song, he says, "My hands was made strong by the hands of the Almighty. We forward in this generation triumphantly." You know, so we can see where he's giving the Almighty praise. One of his albums is Exodus. Exodus, Movements of Jah People. We live in Babylon. We go into a father's land. Exodus. And when you read the book of Exodus, that's what you see. They left Egypt. And they went to the promised land. Only out of the 2.5 million that left Egypt, only two entered into the promised land. It was Caleb and Joshua. But the prophecy was fulfilled. The Lord took them out of bondage. You know, and somebody else was pointing out that even Bob Marley said, and which is true, one of Bob Marley's songs says, "So just say, not one of my sheep shall sit in the sidewalk and beg bread." And Bob Marley passed away, you know, from so long, nearly 40 years now. And none of his kids, you can say, is begging bread. Because Ziggy is a star by himself. Stephen Marley is a genius in the studio, you know. Junior Gong, man, he's a marshal on stage. Damien, all of them. So the song that he's in, where he says, "So just say, not on my sheep," it's from the scripture, but it has manifested itself. And we have to just give God praise. So that is so true. Bob Marley is not just a musician. He was a prophet. And again, give you an example that proves that Bob Marley was a prophet. Bob Marley sing the song, say, "You are go tired fi see me face. Can't get me out of the race. And believe you me, HB, you said you just came from Jamaica. Anywhere you go, don't you see a Bob Marley picture?"
Exactly. As a matter of fact, that song was one of the songs, you know, when they have the sound clashes, they used to use that song a lot.
Right. And that song, Bob Marley's song, he said, "You're getting tired fishing your face." And remember, Bob Marley dead from what? 1981? And even now, his song is the album Legend is the largest selling album. When I checked the other day, Bob Marley estate was valued like $180 million, and the man is dead. Bob Marley make more money dead than when he was alive. So when he sang the song, say, "You're getting tired, fishing my fears," it is true. All over the world. Yesterday I was with Dr. Grant. He's from England. And we were at Fort George Primary. They were launching this mentorship program for Fort George Primary with Mr. Mr. Clark and some rest of crew, and Dr. Grant was there. He lives in England, but he attended Fort George School, he said, 50 years ago. And they were, when we finished that launching of that mentorship program in Fort George, Dr. Grant said they were leaving to go to 9 Mile because he had some people with him from England and they wanted to go to 9 Mile. What about 9 Mile? 9 Mile is the birthplace of Bob Marley. And that's where his body is laying now, 9 Mile Center. That's where his mother is from, Abuka, Sidela, Mr. Abuka. So Bob Marley is still causing an impact. And these are some of the soil that we should be proud of. Another concern that I have though, HB, is the fact that our first national hero, Marcus Garvey, there is still a federal charge on his name. Marcus Garvey died, 1940? And he's our first national hero, son of St. Anthony.
There is still that. And they were trying to get it expunged earlier this year, but I don't think it got expunged.
I think something needs to be done because he's our national hero. But his name needs to be cleared. And I think by now, the world knows that those charges against him were false. The world knows. And I believe with all my heart that something should be done to have those charges of our first national hero. The man who has impacted the world so much through his philosophy. The man who had a vision. One of the greatest organized movements that ever took place in the world is the UNIA. UNIA was so organized. In a short time, it was established in over 40 countries with millions of followers. With Marcus Garvey, some call him the Black Moses, as the head FBI put federal charge against his name, and he end up dying from mail fraud. And the Black Star Liner's shares were legitimate shares. So somebody in authority, I do not know if we can use the voice of the Caribbean Radio Show and the Clarendon Connection to get in touch with probably one Wednesday I have to go find what's the guy name? He's Bruce Golden's son, Stephen Golden. I think he's in charge of the UNIA. That should be his paramount duty, is to clear Marcus Mosiah Garvey's name from that mail fraud. Because a lot of things happened in the States back in those days. Because those men would do anything to, once a black man would rise up, they would do anything to get him down. And I think in this day and age, you know, we should be able, as a country, as a people. And I think for Barack Obama to stay in the White House for 8 years and came out, and that should have been, from me going, they should have used the opportunity to see that Marcus Mosiah
Garvey. I think we still have an opportunity to do it. So I think that it can happen. It's just a matter of us basically putting some things together. But it can happen. I mean, you got to start from somewhere. you know.
Yeah, if you have this address, there's a congressman by the name of Clark. She, I think there's a mother and daughter connection somewhere up in New York. Somebody need to get to them, but they will be the eyes one up who have Jamaican connection in the United States, Iraqi. Because I think the mother was a congresswoman and she know.
Yeah. You're talking Una Clark
right.
In Brooklyn, yeah.
Some connection need to make with her. We just have to get it. We can't sit as a nation. We can't sit as a nation and have these things still hanging over us. It needs to be cleared. It needs to be cleared.
And another thing, though, I want you to keep the date of Saturday, April the 11th. Not know what your schedule is, gone, but each year we participate in a telethon for support to scholarships. In the organization, the Peace and Love Academic Scholarship, and you know, we have 1 hour. I mean, our station have 1 hour. They're gonna broadcast from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Pull in different stations every hour, and I think we have an hour. I'll have to check to see what time we have, but we are. Dr. Ev will be on the line, I will be on the line, and we ask everybody to be on the line, and then we try to reach out and to get our listeners to call in. So I'll get the information together, and then, you know, whatever donation is made, it's actually made to that organization, but it's to the organization for our station, so our station will get the credit.
Okay.
I'll provide the information to you, you know, so you can let your listeners be aware, and then we can have them call in, and if they can donate, I mean, if they want to donate a full scholarship, they can donate a full scholarship, and it will be presented in their name. It's going to be, the scholarships are presented every year in August at the Pegasus Hotel. But they can donate as little as $10 or $20. But if they're donating a full scholarship, that scholarship is presented to a student in their name. You know, so that's good.
So this telethon will be for Jamaican.
The scholarships are for Jamaicans. The scholarships are for Jamaican students that are moving on to tertiary education, from secondary to college, whether or not they're going to UWE or a teacher's college or whatever. It's called the Peace and Love Academic Scholarship. You may have heard me talk about it more than once. And what I can do is I'll also send you a link. But just keep that date in mind, Saturday, April the 11th, and hopefully you can join in. And over the next couple of weeks, we'll get some things out so we can get our listeners to be aware.
Yes, that would be good. And this thing has been going on for a long time.
Yeah, this is the 10th year. 10th year, yeah. Yeah, this is the 10th year. Yeah, I'll send you the link so you can read it up. I know you're a man that loves to read like myself here. So I'll send you the link so you can check it out.
So how is the season? How is the weather there?
Well, the weather is fine. On my side, it was raining sometime today.
All right. So let's talk about the...
There's a feedback in the background. Anyway, HB. So you know, we just sang note, man, and play the Barrington Levy, man. I tell you, that's a powerful song.
Yeah. Very powerful. Very powerful indeed. The Barrington Levy. I had no idea that you weren't aware of it. I'm actually going to play it again. It's called My Bible.
Yeah, man, this song need to and you know, even next week when you open up the show, you could use it, because that's what the world needs, right? You know, because yeah. everything that is happening, it is in the scripture. There's nothing that can happen that is not scripture based. Even with this virus, when I look back into it, there are ten major pandemics that hit the world. And if you look in the Bible in Exodus, Pharaoh got the message when 10 major plagues hit him. 10 major plagues hit Egypt. And the last one was when the firstborn, they were killed. And that was God orchestrated that, because he told the Israelites, kill a lamb and paint the blood over the lintel and the doorpost. Because the death angel is going to pass through tonight. But when I see the blood, I will pass over. God bless you, my
friend. And I see that 904 is on. I just opened up the mic so that the person can say something. I don't know if that is Reverend Cameron there. Is that Reverend Cameron or Minister Cameron? 904?
It's Gregory.
Oh, okay. I saw it come on. So I just opened up the mic because I didn't see it on there. I don't know if you wanted to share.
I think what she's saying is very truthful, and you know, we have to be on top of things, because if we're not, things are going to happen. Plagues are going to happen, and you know. I'm just, I'm in awe of what she told me, and I had a chance to think about it, and it's very, very true.
So, Pastor, this is, I don't know if you remember Gregory, the optician that was down, that this is Gregory on the line here.
Yes,
the
I
one
remember
that came,
he,
yes.
He was in Kelly.
Yeah, he had a quadruple bypass surgery.
Yeah.
Whoa.
You never know what's going to happen. And you got to be ready for anything, you know? And that's what I firmly believe. Both of my parents have had triple bypass. My father passed this last year.
So when is Gregory coming back to Jamaica?
As soon as I can. My good friend Hopton knows that.
Yes, man. We love you here. We love you here, man. We love you here, man. So you're welcome to come back anytime, man.
I've had nothing but wonderful experiences there, and something that I'll remember forever and ever.
All right. My time is up. So HB, play the Bible, man. I love that song. See you next week.
Do to help you.
My Bible.
Huh?
While there is Jack.